Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
All right, think sounds of Halloween. Perhaps you'll imagine that spooky ghost laugh emanating from a jack-o'-lantern. Or that B-movie shriek as the killer jumps out from behind the curtain. Or the warbly whine of the theremin as the monster plods his way towards you. Well, our next guests are trying to bring a little more, shall we say, sophistication to the Halloween audience landscape, audio landscape. In the studio is Andy Donald, artistic director with the Naked Angels Theater Company, which supports emerging plays and hosts workshops for new artists. Alongside him is Mutt Le Dog, not his given name, as you may have figured out, a local Foley artist. Those are guys who make all the sound effects in films and theater. The two of them are part of the Naked Angels' new initiative, Naked Radio. This is old-time radio drama, no canned effects, all created live on stage. And fittingly, for October, the troupe's first show was an evening of spooky stories called Oh, the Horror. Mutt and Andy are here to talk about whether, in the age of podcasts and satellite radio, old-fashioned radio plays can make a comeback. Hi, guys.
Hey,
hi.
How are you?
And listeners, we have some sound effects lined up here that they've prepared, but also we can play Stump the Foley Artist for the next 10 minutes. Give us a call with a sound effect suggestion, and we'll see if the guys from Naked Radio can figure out how to do it, either here in the studio or at least they'll tell us how they might pull it off. Stump the Foley Artist. Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. So why radio drama? Isn't that so early last century?
It is, but we wanted to try and, first of all, we wanted to create a space for artists and particularly playwrights and sound designers to come in and work in a writer's room, what you would think is a television writer's room, so that they could, sort of check their authorial egos at the door and write as a team and write and create stories together and go off and pitch stories to each other and come back and create one piece of radio theater as a team, which is becoming a more useful skill for writers as they develop their careers in the entertainment business now, to write in sort of television settings. And then in terms of us as a production company, we wanted to reach a whole new audience and reach out to a podcast listening audience, a commuter audience, a larger metropolitan audience with our theater work. And this was a way to try and do that. And we wanted to explore taking our theater aesthetic to an entirely different medium.
Okay, Mutt, it looks like you have a whole salad bowl of sound effects materials there.
Yes.
Did you come just ready to play Stump the Foley Artist, or do you have some things that you want to demonstrate for us?
These are all for demonstration. The Stump the Foley Artist was a surprise, I think, I have to say.
Okay, so we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
But what have you got there? I mean,
I've got a tomato, I've got a bunch of celery, I've got a couple raw eggs, and I've got some lychee nuts.
I hope you don't break the raw eggs all over a brand new carpet here.
We will try not to do that.
But
no
so,
promises.
Like, what are you going to do?
Well, I guess the first one we can do is let's do the tomato. Yeah,
let's do the tomato.
Tomato, yeah. It's a simple thing. It's actually our director did this in a previous production. It's basically just crushing a tomato in your hand, and it makes some really great, disgusting sounds.
And we did it to sort of represent an infectious disease growing on someone's body, sort of hear all the gushy.
Yeah, like a big nasty boils and stuff like that.
It's
like
the H1N1 tomato?
exactly. Right, and it had to be a beefsteak tomato. It had to be the sort of we discovered by using different sized tomatoes and different kinds that the beefsteak was the best for.
So, sound. Are you going to do this?
Sure.
Do we have a portable sink or something to do it over?
We have a cardboard box.
Videotaping this, by the way, so you will be able to see this on our website later this afternoon.
All right. So let me just try and aim this a little bit down so it won't get too nasty all over the carpet, and here we go.
So what dialogue am I imagining here, Andy?
You're imagining a lady of the night in the 19th century talking about a disease because there was no sewage system in New York City, a disease sort of crawling all over her skin. And if you can imagine another six performers all doing this at the same time in their mic. So you had seven tomatoes all at once making this squishy noise, and it's growing and it's growing.
And don't forget the pudding.
Oh, right, and there's pudding, too. There's usually chocolate pudding that's sort of supplementing all of this.
And the Jell-O.
And the Jell-O that we used to make every night, a pan of Jell-O, just to make more and more gushy noises. It's pretty fantastic.
And for the three listeners who are still with us and imagining that image, I'm pretty sure you could fire up your MacBook Pro, Mutt, open Pro Tools, and come up with a really realistic-sounding horse clopping or something. So why go to low-tech and hit two coconuts together? What's the appeal?
Well, it was actually about the visual fun of doing the show and to do it live. I actually do normally do the Pro Tools route myself, but for this experience, it was fun to just be up there. And I mean, I'm middle-aged almost, and it's fun to play with food.
Where can people actually see this?
Well, we just finished up doing three performances of this, and we hope to always do it in front of a live audience, and not necessarily only on Halloween, but we kind of want to be a young, hip Prairie Home Companion with this, and do this in front of a live audience. We did it at the Cherry Pit. We have a residency at the Cherry Lane Theaters this year, and we're hopefully going to do a few more in the coming months. But the Halloween obviously lends itself to the best kind of sound effects.
That's true.
Andy Donald and Mutt LaDog with us from the Naked Angels Theater Company. And Jordan in Closter is ready to play Stump the Foley Artist. Uh-oh. Hi, Jordan.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What you got?
I was just wondering how you would do or what you would do for a ricochet sound.
For a like a bullet ricochet?
Yeah, it could be.
I would probably go to the hardware store and just start playing with everything that's there,
right,
and just see if I could find anything that has that kind of twang sound to it. Or like a metal supply shop. I did spend some time working on this project just literally walking around scene shops and just pounding on stuff to try and you know, bending things and just trying to find stuff. So that would be my first guess, is maybe play with something, you know, sheet metal or a strip of metal or something like that.
Thanks, Jordan. John in Astoria for Stump the Foley Artist.
Well, I didn't really want to stump them.
Good.
This isn't really gross or hip, but my wife and I notice that every time we get on, like, the 6 train or the 4 and 5 train, there's, like, a sound when the train leaves. It goes, like,
I've noticed that, too.
Only, like, 3 octaves higher.
Yes, I've noticed that, too, and it drives me crazy. I absolutely hate it.
I love it. I think it's great.
Do you like it?
But anyway, that's my sound.
That's your sound. That's your sound of New York. So listen for that, folks. If you haven't heard it before, now you're not going to be able to help but notice it.
Is that the train itself making that
sound? Yeah, it's on the newer cars on the number 6 line, as he said. Also the number 2 train, newer cars, 4 and the 5, I think. And you'll hear it when it starts to leave the station. If you're not on the train, you'll hear it on the platform.
Huh.
It's almost like the NBC chimes
sequence,
but a little different. And a very high-pitched squeal. Anyway, Vivian in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Happy Halloween.
You
too.
Halloween.
I love you guys from Naked Angels.
Woo-hoo.
How about doing a pumpkin exploding underwater? And if you can make it better, have a ghost laughing at the sight?
Well, the ghost laughing at the sight, we'd use one of our actors, I think.
Yeah, we would use one of our voice actors for that one.
For the pumpkin exploding underwater, well, for our show, we actually gutted a pumpkin and had a big tub of water, so we would probably do some sort of, I would probably do some sort of pressure thing to bust a pumpkin underwater.
We did a thing where we took the intestines of someone's intestines were being ripped out in the show, and so Mutt put water inside of a gutted pumpkin. And
a bunch of tomato stuff.
And a bunch of tomato stuff inside of a pumpkin.
Yeah,
and
I think that guy is here. Or what remains of him, anyway.
Right.
Vivian, what are you going as tomorrow?
Oh, probably my old witch.
Thanks
That's
for calling.
Classic.
All right, now, here's another sound that you brought.
Yes.
But why don't you do that? Let's not tell people how you're going to do it, but this is a good Halloween sound that you're going to do, right?
Okay, sure.
This is a good one.
And Andy, you can do the dialogue here, so we know
not
the
an
context.
Actor. Oh, God.
Come on, give us something. What's
All
the
right,
context?
You ready?
What kind of thing would be going on?
Which one are you doing? The break? The neck or the
fingers?
The fingers? Yeah. Okay. Oh, it's someone no, eating someone else's fingers. So they're going to snap them off.
Finger food for Finger Halloween. Food.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Stop.
Stop, no. Oh,
this job is healthy, good, too.
Yeah, it's a good
What was
thud.
That? Healthy, too?
Yeah.
Because now you're eating the celery.
Yep.
So that was as simple as some celery stalks.
Yep.
Mutt consumed a lot of fresh produce over the course of the run, which was great.
And hard-boiled eggs,
He looks really good now, too. So.
Now, let's see. Should we get one more?
Sure,
Who else has one? Anne, you're on WNYC. You have a Stump the Foley artist request?
Oh, sure. I have two of them.
Go ahead.
Without recording the actual thing, I'd like to know how you'd reproduce the sound of the fizz being released from ginger ale or beer after you pour it into a glass. And also, I'd like to know how you'd reproduce the sound of a cricket.
Oh, the cricket. We actually tried to get real crickets, and we wanted to see if that would work. And we couldn't find, and we learned a lot about crickets in that process, that only male crickets, I guess, chirp. So Petco gave us some real crickets, and they would not chirp on cue.
Yeah.
So eventually we had one of our actors do kind of an amazing medley of crickets with his voice, which was kind of like the Police Academy guy. It was pretty uncanny.
Yeah, and the ginger ale or beer fizz, I mean, I guess you could just do that with the real thing because it makes the sound.
Yeah, I think for that one we would just use the real thing.
Well, that is where we have to leave it with Andy Donald, Artistic Director with the Naked Angels Theater Company, which supports emerging plays and hosts workshops for new artists. And Mutt LaDog, a local Foley artist, one of the guys who makes all the sound effects in films and theater. You have a website?
www.nakedangels.com.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.